Hello, good morning, and welcome to the SSF Rumcast. We are on episode two already. I can't believe it. I am, as always, Jessica, and I am joined by my lovely co-host Bruce, aka.
Emma.
Now she's going to have to explain why that's in there.
I don't actually know. That one's gone over my head.
Because of your giant chocolate cake. I've been calling you Bruce in my head for days.
That was what
Sorry.
it was. Yeah. I couldn't remember his name. I
Bruce
haven't seen
Bogtrotter.
it or read it
Oh.
recently.
Oh.
I don't know why that's not one the kids have got into, but we won't pull on that thread
No,
with
that will be
school.
another day.
Yeah. So, what were we saying? We're here. We're here to
We're
talk to you
here.
about another book.
We are the second one in season four. I can't remember. I'm always getting these numbers right. It's cool. This is Symphony for a Deadly Throne, now, which is by, I will do authors, EJ Mello.
Wonderful. Yeah. And we're linking it to Serpent and the Wings of Night because it's also got a tournament element to it. So I guess I shall read the blurb before we get into it, and I will do my best. This has more fantasy type words in it. So
Yes.
forgive me. Right. Within the world of Adalor sits the Hidden Thief Kingdom, a land overflowing with magic and mayhem. There, the Muzai. A trio of deadly sorceresses serve the reclusive Thief King, delivering punishment and pleasure to the masses. Arabessa is the leader of the Muzai, conducting their powerful gifts with unyielding precision, but behind her mask of control burns a desire to forge her own path. Along with a tumultuous relationship with Zimri, her father's right hand and the man who's held her heart since they were children. When an unexpected invitation to vie for the Thief King's throne pulls her into a deadly competition, Arabessa's composure cracks as she finds herself with an impossible choice: give up her greatest love or her greatest ambition. But sacrifices loom large in the Thief Kingdom, for the quest for power always comes at a price. With her and Zimri's future hanging in the balance, Arabessa must decide if she's willing to pay it. Welcome to the world of Adalor, where love is found between the cracks and the most mesmerizing symphonies carry lethal notes. Dare to play?
Dun, dun,
That
dun.
was long. I
I
want a
was
short
going to say,
one next time. I don't think it's gonna be, thinking of the
No.
book we've got. I might, would it be wrong if I like a bridge, like
You're
the
just,
main bridge version?
Cliff Notes.
No. I mean, they're great. Well done to the marketing people who write
Oh, it's
them,
very,
or if it's the author, whoever does it, but cut.
Yeah. You got it all in there, though. I hate
It's a
doing them.
lot. I don't know how these audiobook people do it. I'd be stopping like constantly.
Massa. We did have this discussion before.
This is why I paused. Yeah, but I'm still not sure if I said the way we said we were going to say it. But
No, please correct us always if we got it wrong, because
yeah, but that's
shall
it.
we
That's
begin?
the yeah. That's the blurb. Let's get into it.
Go, go, go. So it's book three in the series, which I will point out now just because I can.
Addressing it straight away.
Yes. So, yeah. But this is it. I don't know what happened in the Thief Kingdom before. That's what's now interesting me with this. So it's a good thing to come
I
into.
think I was going to talk about it being like the third book when it comes to action section. I've got some little
Ooh.
notes about it. Not anything drastic, I think. It might just be where I stuck them when I was writing my notes down. I
Why
don't
not?
know. But yeah. Anyway, the world's like quite established, isn't it? And
Yes, but I liked it that we so it comes in with Zimri as a kid, and we kind of come into it as he sort of does because he's only
It's a
nine
clever
at the
way of doing
beginning.
it, actually. Yeah, to show his backstory. I'm guessing he's appeared in all of the other books as well because it's based around the sisters who are the Muzai, and they work for the Thief King, who is their dad as well, but nobody can know that. It's a huge secrecy, is a massive thing. Everybody wears masks all the time to hide their identities because the Thief Kingdom is like a separate place where there's normal places in this world outside of it, and people go there to like act out their desires, act in ways that are not accepted in other places. So, you know, thieving is obviously fine, it's
High and
par for the
mighty, yeah.
course. There's still rules, you can't just go around doing anything, you'll get punished. But
Yes.
yeah, but no one knows who you are, so you can kind of just let your inhibitions go.
Yeah, masks are plenty and off you go.
That's it. Yeah, and we sort of see that, like you say, we go through where Zimri comes into it, and he's been orphaned, and his parents were very close advisors to the Thief King, because they run, oh, what was the place called?
Macabre.
The Macabres, yes. Which is like kind of a cross between a gaming hell and a like a
It to
brothel,
me, it's a
I
yeah, the
suppose.
word pleasure dome is in my head.
Pleasure
Pleasure
house. That's
dome.
what I was thinking of it as, pleasure dome. I'm picturing Mad Max now.
Yeah, that's where I was. My head is like Thunderdome, but it's a pleasure dome.
But pleasure dome. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's it. So because they ran that place, they would advise the Thief King. They'd give him like the inside gossip on what people were up to, and you know, it was very good for blackmail and stuff like that. And yeah, he decides, the Thief King decides to take Zimri in to enable him to grow up and do the same thing, because he's got magic as well. His magic is he can sense and influence emotions, can't
All
he?
the feels.
All the feels. That's it. So normally an orphan would just be, I don't know, chucked down by the
Well,
side of the
he
road
does
by the
say,
sounds
doesn't
of
he? He does. He's
it.
like, yeah, do you want to come and live here or do you want to go and live on the street? It's like, I think I'll pick this one here in the
Tough
castle, thanks.
choice. Tough choice there. Yeah. And obviously he's breaking his poor little heart.
Oh, bless him, he's so sad.
Yeah. Oh, really got you straight away, like
Yeah,
gets you
first
by
few
the throat, doesn't
pages.
it? It's
Yeah.
like, here's an orphaned boy.
Yeah.
He's like, okay. And he goes to their rooms in like the royal suite, I guess it is, and he comes across Arabessa, who's playing music, and it just gives him a little bit of solace,
Yeah.
really.
Well, yeah, it kind of, it's like, what's it, kindred spirits that he
Yeah.
goes in and he's like really sad. And he's like, you know, my parents have gone into the Fade. And she's like, oh, my mum's there too. And already, you know, he had no one. And already there's this link with somebody who's kind of understanding who is his age. And oh, he's very sweet.
Yeah, a little bit. There's just like that. I wouldn't say it's love at first sight, because they don't talk about it
No.
that way. Definitely, like, yeah, kindred spirits, a bond, like a soul bond kind of
Yeah.
thing that goes on. It's very sweet. And then we go forward
Then we
in
leap
time. They're
forward.
grown up. Probably books one and two happen, you know,
Yeah, loads of
if
stuff is
you were
going on.
inclined to read them in order.
Later. We'll get there. But yeah, so then we jump to Arabessa, and then this is kind of, yeah. Her it did sort of, you read the blurb and it is her story, and it's really weird when we jumped into Zimri, and I'm like, oh, okay,
I
what's going
found
on?
that. I mean, obviously, you're used to reading them like dual POV type
Yeah,
of
all the time.
romances, but yeah, because it felt like it was very much her story, I was the same. I was like, oh, Zimri. And it's
Why are
kind
we
of,
here?
I thought, are we going to carry on with him? Would have been
No.
fine, but yeah.
It wasn't. But then we come to her and she's kicking ass in like the first few pages again.
Yeah,
It was
yeah.
fantastic. Like
Yeah.
la 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 la. But yeah, she uses her music, and it was a really weird thing that she's kind of trying to, her gift within the music is, when you finished and read the book, you can sort of, I went back and was like, ah, okay, that makes sense as to
Okay.
why she's so well at fighting and adapting and doing that. But yeah, so she's got a flute strapped to her arm, and she's off with a lock of hair in her hand. And yeah, people come, and the Thief Kingdom, you are expecting it from all sides. It's not just taking of possessions, it's secrets, it's everything that you can possibly imagine. So there's like, I saw it as like a memory trapped within this hair. I don't know.
Yeah, I forget who the piece of hair belonged to. Was it her piece of hair?
I think it's
Or.
hers from when she was a kid. So there's a memory trapped within this hair, and you have to go to a certain place
Yeah,
to kind
they
of
can do
unlock
that.
this
It's
memory.
kind of, dare I mention the books that should not be named,
Yeah,
but
I
we're
know where you were going
thinking,
with this.
yeah, like the Pensieve
Pensieve, yeah.
Fee, where you can remove a memory from somebody and store it for later. And she's going to her father's basically given it to her and said, you know, your mother wanted you to have this when it was time.
Yeah, so with these secrets, there are very specific spells that mean things are super locked in.
Yeah.
So he wants to tell her bits about this memory, but as soon as you try to divulge these memories that aren't supposed to be out there, everything kind of tightens and closes. And
I just had a thought that it'd be quite useful if you wanted to keep a secret, but you didn't have a spell on you, but you could
just go.
I so wish I could tell you, but sorry, it's one of those pesky secret things.
What have you got me for Christmas? Sorry.
Yeah,
Rob would love that.
Or why didn't you remember our anniversary? There was a really good reason. I can't say.
Damn you, Steve.
Yeah, don't have to think anything up on the fly anymore.
Just create magical world. Full stop.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she goes, gets this secret, and then it kind of knocks her for six, which you can imagine. So again, are we spoilering?
I think you kind of have to a little bit, like, yeah, because I mean, this all happens very early in the book.
Well, yeah, first chunk of the book.
Yeah, so
yeah. So she goes back and she, we're gonna do it anyway. Come on. Skip to the end, skip to the good part if you don't want to get into it. Yeah, so she goes and she wants to find her sisters and tell them this secret that when she was a child, she kind of stumbled into the room, as you do, saw the Faith King. So yeah, as Emma said in the beginning bit, nobody knows who they are, and the they is very specific because she goes in and it's her mum underneath this garb of this mask and all of this finery, and all the time she's known it's been her dad.
Yeah.
So yeah, and
I think that's like the mask stuff as well, is like, this isn't just like you're going to a Halloween party, you're wearing a mask. I thought of it like the Venetian type of style, you know how they have that for carnival and stuff,
where it's
the full-on mask, but also like
all
face paint and everything, and headdresses, and so it's like, it's got really like vivid imagery to it. So there was it's full garb, there's no way of knowing.
It's kind of, think of a Lady Gaga video, and that's kind of full glamour.
Thinking of too many Lady Gaga videos.
She's
not
got
helpful.
A phone and a parrot.
That's it. So she's found this out about her mother. It's now her father. And she doesn't get around to telling her sisters to begin with.
No, it's so tricksy and secrety, and it's so jumpy that this is the page turnery bit of it. So when we get to the actiony bit, we'll talk about that. But that is what makes the pages turn, that she's got this, and then we've got to talk about Zimri, so then she has to sort of hop over to this bit and speak to him, and all of these secrets are kind of hidden. So he's like, when are you going to tell your sisters? Now you've gone to see him and he's there, so what is he to you when you were this? So Zimri now, as an older dude, is known as the collector. Because he gets all of the goodies.
That's it. He's managed to get, the club that his parents owned, because he was a child, it went into ownership with the bank, and then someone else bought it. He's managed to get like 50% of the shares back, but the rest is owned by this other family. I did write down their name, the Volkovs.
Volkovs.
Which is both parents and their daughter, who we'll come to later.
Yes.
And so he can't make all of the decisions with it, and it's like kind of this thing, not only when the Faith King took him in and said, you know, do you want to make this, you know, do you want to get that club back, do you want to restore it to its former glory when you're an adult, he also feels like it's something he owes to his parents to get back there and take control of it again and make it the best place it can be. But he's now running up against these other people who are right pain in the ass, frankly.
Every day.
Yeah.
It would be like, I want to put another chair at that table. Well, we can't have five. It has to be seven.
Yeah. They're just awkward for the sake of it, by the sounds of it.
Yes.
He's tried something else. He's trying different things to get more control, but his schemes keep failing and he's quite frustrated about it.
Bless him. Dick Dastardly moments always getting ruined.
And he does other work for the Faith King during that time as his advisor, in the same way his parents did. He gets people's secrets and you know, interrogates, similar to what the Muzai do as well. They use their powers for that. And so Arabesta is going there to meet her sisters, and but they're not as close as they once were, because in the other two books they've met their other
their other
halves
half.
and they're
Oh,
off.
there's a
I'm going to need to
pirate,
read them. We've got a
a
bad
duke and a
duke and a
pirate.
pirate. Yeah, I mean, yes, yeah, got to be done at some
Really
point.
has.
So one of her sisters does, like, she dances. Her magic is done through dancing. The other one is through singing. So anything in her voice is influential. And Arabesta is all through an actual musical instrument. She has to use an
Yes.
instrument. But she goes there and they're quite busy doing other
Yeah, she's
things.
there, all up and
She
over the place,
sneaks
isn't
off,
she?
and you
God,
see
she
that her
does.
and Zimri have got together properly at this
Yeah.
point. Well, I say properly, but they have a secret relationship, don't they?
They're fish. They're together fully
They're
properly,
together,
but yeah,
together. I
just
mean
nobody
that,
really
but
knows
just
about it.
like it's not official in that
No.
no one else, well, they don't think anyone else knows.
Yeah, everybody knows. Of course
Probably
they know.
everybody knows.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, but she holds herself back, is the
Yes.
thing.
Well, this, yeah, so the more you read into it, and this, I suppose this is a thing, she's here, there, and everywhere because
Yeah.
her mother died when she was quite young. They don't say, but I was kind of getting the gist that when Zimri was 9, she was around the same age and her mom had already
Yeah.
passed away. So since that time, with her dad being the Faith King and having two younger sisters, because Arabesta is the oldest, I don't know if we've mentioned
Yeah.
that. But yeah, so she's juggling, like looking after that, doing for her dad, helping her sisters, sorting this, trying to keep Zimri going, but not wanting everybody to know, sort of as her own little thing, I saw it, that she wanted to keep that
Yeah.
protected because
Yeah,
there
I
were
think
so many
so.
other balls in the air.
She's like quite scared of the power of her feelings for him, and if she acknowledges it so that it becomes a fuller part of her life, it will take more of her, which is quite a feminist concern these
Well,
days, you
yes.
know.
Seriously, it really isn't.
Yeah, like, so she's concerned about that, and I think also because of the Muzai as well, they've got all of that, and she's like the leader of it, so she's like the conductor. What she
Yes.
plays
Yeah.
leads her sisters.
Yes.
So she's very much, yeah, she's super responsible, always thinking of other people, always thinking of her duty and what she needs
Yes.
to do. So yeah.
Because that's it. Even though the Muzai are kind of out there, and you know, if you wanted a band to play at your gig, then this would be the one. But
Yeah.
again, nobody knows who they are. They are
Yeah.
fully, everything is covered. They were like a
Yeah.
mouth. Their skin gets painted, so it's another secret she's having to keep in the air, and
Yeah.
so many, bless her.
So many secrets indeed. Yeah, so where do we go from there? They've met, so we've established all the relationships, and then I think it's just that thing of she gets a summons, doesn't she?
Well, this is it,
She's,
yeah. Still
yeah.
going to the sisters, she gets a black
Yeah.
letter with a skull on it, and you've got it. You know that's not going to be good.
I
So
think that's
that,
the standard, though. That's like,
yeah.
oh, daddy's calling me to do
Yeah, ding
something.
dong.
Nice black letter
Hello.
with a skull on it. Yeah.
But yeah, so it is the mark of the Thief King that something has to go on. So this letter is, does it even say in the letter, or is she just summoned via the letter, I think, isn't she?
Yeah, I think so. So she heads off
Ah,
that
yes. Well, she
way.
goes to see him.
Yeah.
And then
And
gets
yeah, she goes through an alleyway. Oh, those, there was
those
that
things. I
particular,
can't remember what they're
there.
called, but yeah,
I
the
can't.
skin stealers or something, was
Yeah,
it?
skin stealers, I
Oh,
think. Oh, they were
that was.
creepy. She has to fight them off to get through, but she thinks she's getting through a shortcut and she doesn't. She goes through what's kind of like a portal, and she's pulled into this. She recognizes there are these like stone guardians, which are for the palace. So she recognizes them, but they don't normally attack her. And this time they do. Yeah. We were just having a chat about this before, about how it was going, oh,
Yeah,
she has to kill this
she has
guardian.
to kill this guardian who's kind of doing his job, but yes, not doing
She
his job because
can't
he's trying to kill
leave.
her.
Yeah, that's it. She's been put in, she's not supposed to be there. That's not, you know, she doesn't know what's going on. And she's trapped, and there's a massive stone guardian trying to kill her. So she's got to do it.
Yeah, there's one door behind him.
Yeah. And
It's
when
got to
she
be
gets
done.
She realizes she's been summoned with these other people to be given the opportunity, because there's a festival going on, again, kind of like the serpent,
Yes,
but
very much. It's
classic.
to do with the
Yeah,
eclipses and the
it's all
times of the
against the
moons and
timeline again, isn't it? Yeah. To vie for the opportunity to become the Thief King. So she does, she couldn't even find out from her dad that he wanted to retire because of the secrecy thing. He wasn't allowed to tell her. She has to find out in that moment. I think this is well harsh, and make the decision in that moment.
to do it
Would you
and
like
stay.
to try, or, and if you don't get it, you're going to die.
Dead, yeah.
You're dead,
Was it
basically.
not just lucky though that he had that little bit of hair that gave the secret away that her mum was there and stuff,
Well, I mean, it
Oh,
sounded like the hints about her
so
mum sounded
carefully
like
clever. She knew it was coming
she
from
knew
day
everything.
dot.
She
Yeah,
was like, we just have
super.
she maybe she had one for each of the kids, just in case,
Yeah, just in case.
she was one of those mums. We'll
I've got
pack
a
it
biscuit for this
just in
one and this
case.
one for this
Yeah,
one. And yeah,
here's a
that
spare pair of
tissue.
leggings in case you get, yep, it's
Yeah.
just all
Mom is
she was
always prepared.
definitely.
But
I
yeah.
never even meet this woman other
No, I
than that
know.
memory.
And she's epic. But yeah, so, you know, it's kind of, it's not really, it's a no-brainer for her, isn't it? I think she kind of, her, like her music, that's it. I saw it as her music, her magic kind of talks to her, like, yeah, come on, this is
I
us.
think you
We
could
know
call it
this.
both. Yeah, the
Yeah.
music, the magic. And it's a recognition of like something she could have for herself. Have the ultimate control, because she is a bit of a control freak,
Yes.
bless her.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, I'll be that. I'll be the Thief King.
Yeah, of course I can.
So she goes for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's it. She's thrown in, and immediately, like, she signs, and immediately the secret thing
Yeah,
is like it
locks in.
locks in. She can't tell anyone what's going on.
But then she kind of goes back, and I still don't even think she's managed to speak to her sisters about her mum yet. And then Zim, I think he's there first. Zimri's turned up, and then he's kind of like, okay, we need to make this proper, love. Love you so much. Let's make it official. And then she's like, God damn it.
Yeah, I actually think like there's two conversations. I think Zimri comes to her before she gets the letter, and her sisters are at their home outside of the Thief Kingdom, where they don't have
Ooh.
to wear their masks and stuff. And he's doing that thing where he's pushing, and he's like, "Come on, just like you, I want you to give me more." And she's like, I can't, I ain't got any more. It's like, I'm not, he's like, And they kind of,
Have you not
it's
though?
left kind of ambiguously, because they get interrupted by her receiving that summons.
Oh,
And
is it then?
then, while she's off doing this whole bit, Zimri is having the conversation with Kativa.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, that's another thing that, yeah.
Which happens simultaneously in all the best
So
books,
many
have the
secrets.
worst amount of coincidences. It is so,
Oh.
like, these things happening at the same time is the worst possible thing to happen to them. So we were talking about, is it Kativa or Kativa? How would you say
Kativa is, I think,
it?
where I went
Kativa.
for.
Yeah, cool. So she only has 5% share. She's the daughter of the two that make his life a
The
misery.
Volcoms.
But they also make her life a misery
Oh,
too. She is
God.
an amazing character. We're going to
She
talk.
needs another book. She needs her own happily
That's
ever after.
exactly. I'm going to talk about her later, weirdly, in one of our other categories. But so her thing is that her parents want her to get married to stop causing a scene.
She's quite promiscuous and she loves it. She's out
She
there and
loves the
having a whale of a
attention.
time.
She's an amazing character. So she offers him this opportunity to basically foil her parents in that, well, if we get married, you can have my share. So you have the majority share. You can have control, basically. It will just be in name only, because I want to carry on living my life,
Best life, yeah.
basically. And he's perfectly happy with that. But obviously, he knows, even if it's in name only, Arabessa won't be happy being a
No,
mistress.
she won't be a mistress. Fair play,
So
understandable.
he decides, she's just come out of her tournament kickoff with her
Yeah.
secret, like,
Yeah.
completely lip
Her
sealed.
arm is still tingling.
Yeah, exactly. And he's going there with the ring to ask
Yeah.
her to marry him. And
Oh,
he's
yeah,
like,
because he nips and asks the dad first as well.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh.
She's talking to the dad as much as she possibly can, and then has to
Yeah.
leave because he comes to talk to the
Yeah,
dad
he
to
comes to
say,
talk to the dad.
can I marry her? Yeah. It's
He's like,
like,
yeah, of course you can.
and the dad's probably like, something you should know.
So
Can't
many
say it.
things. Yeah.
It's just yeah.
Oh, so many tight-lipped. But yeah, so she kind of, yeah, she can't. I can't offer myself to you because in a
Yeah.
Senate or however long it
You
is, I
might
might
be
be
dead.
dead.
Yeah.
So.
And then he gets so frustrated that he tells her what Kateva's offered for him. And her being her, she's like, well, you can't let that opportunity
Yes.
slide.
Yeah. Do for
And he's
everybody
like,
else.
what? Really? You're saying I should go and marry another woman? Are you, what? So they break up and
Yeah.
oh, this book is proper angst. It
Yeah.
is
And I was going to
well
say, so
angsty.
is this podcast because we're going to leave it there.
Yeah, that's the point. Exactly. So yeah, they part ways and we shall move on to our category stuff.
We shall do. So, first one, here we come. Action was our first.
That was cool. That was like
Yay!
action for us, action
Yay!
for the category. Very nice.
So, yeah. So, action. So, as we mentioned, the tournament thing is a big thing. And when we go back to Serpent, it was kind of the main point of the story. There was so much going on with it. Whereas in this one, the things happen, trials, I suppose, happen, but the action isn't as epic. It's not really focused around it.
I mean, I was having a think about that when we were chatting about it because, like, you get more of the lead in to the tournament and her making the decisions about it. Serpent was like the pace was just constant.
Yeah.
It was like whenever you thought there might be a delay to when a trial began, no, trial's
No,
here, you
boom,
do
straight
it.
in.
And you've kind of got a little bit of that element in this one too, in that she doesn't quite know when it's going to happen to her.
No, she does stumble into it, but
Yeah, but these her ones are not so. In Serpent, the tournament aspects are based around the goddess's story, but in these, it's specifically pitted against that person to test them in
Yes.
very particular ways to make sure they're fit to be the Thief
Yes.
King. And that means as well that she's on her own when she does the trials
Yeah.
until what I put down as my favorite one, which is the very
Oh,
last
okay.
one. That's what I put for my action favorite, was the very last trial she has to go through. I think it's just more character based. And where we talked
Yes.
about Serpent being very, very balanced between the plot and the romance, this one's definitely
Oh,
it's
God,
the
yeah.
romance is heavy, you know. It's so
It's, yeah, there's an elephant and a pea. The scale is way down.
I mean, there's lots happening, there's action, there's definitely external plot, but it's all led by the character. It's a definitely a different spin on it, which makes it a good one to follow up with, I think. Like, because if Serpent wasn't so much your cup of tea, then this one
Yeah,
might
this
be.
one definitely will be, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this was it. The action I found sort of kicked in more when she's just having the little fight scenes in the streets,
Oh
where she's kind of the beginning bit where she's kicking ass and
yeah.
taking names, and then three dudes who are thinking she's an easy mark. And those, again, those
Yeah. She
skeletony
goes to Zimri,
figurey.
he's like, there's blood on you. That's no,
It's not mine.
it's not mine.
So yeah, that was
Sorry.
kind of that was the bigger action things for me.
Yeah.
It was
And I mean,
awesome.
more so, I mean, this is very much, she is far more combat. He doesn't do combat at
Oh
all.
no,
Like, there's
doesn't need
no
to.
fight scene with him in. His power is all magic, and that's all he does. I mean, he has instincts for things. Like, you know, he'd be protective if he could be, but she's too quick. She can look after herself
Well,
and other
that's the
people.
thing. Yeah, so that's the thing. So when I had my ramble earlier that her magic, she needs an instrument to sort of hone it and focus it. So she can't rely on it as much as others do. So her sisters, especially, who can just warble out of tune and destroy the entire place, you know, you can't quickly get your flute and put your mouthpiece on and then twist your.
This is it, you
Don't work
know.
so
They take
easy.
ages warming up.
Yeah, imagine having a cello on your back and trying to. Oh,
Yeah.
give me a minute.
She does though.
She does
So
carry her cello.
Not a cello and violin. She doesn't carry the cello on her
Yes, she
back.
does. In my head, she's got the cello on the
Fair
back.
enough. So I picked the final trial because it's her pitted off against the last person who's going to be up for the Thief King. So you get to see someone else fighting with their magic, which I liked. I liked seeing her trying to use her magic and the different ways, and also just her. She has to use her brain as like to think of strategy of how to use her magic and what's going to happen and how his magic is working against her, figuring out what he's going to do. And I just felt like that was a really cool fight scene.
Yeah.
Getting
So, whereas I like the one in the, I suppose it's like an, is it an echo chamber where there's no sound? So
Oh, that
she's
was
got a
clever.
trial, yeah, and she goes in and there's just no noise and there's water and like waterfalls and everything. And she's like, ah, shite. That, you know,
No
that's,
noise.
yeah, no
Music ain't
sound.
much help here.
This is it. And then again, she has to kind of think outside of the box. You can't just rely
Exactly.
on this magic to fix everything because up a day now there's no sound to have it.
That's
So
it. So I think that kind of covers the action.
Jun.
Think so. I didn't have any more notes. I think I was only thinking about the third book thing. We talked about that earlier as well, in that I guess you've kind of, even though they're standalone, I would expect the author was kind of settled into the world and the characters a lot more. So I don't know. I mean, I'd have to read the first two books to see how much more action is in them, but I'm guessing pirate ship,
You'd
lot of
swashbuckle, yeah.
action. I'm thinking swashbuckling. So maybe it's just like, whereas with Serpent, that's the first in the series kicking off a series. So you're going to be like, it's all big bang and fireworks type stuff. So,
Maybe we need to read these backwards and go 3, 2, 1. That might
yeah,
be something to do.
maybe. Okay, so we're going to
On that
move
note,
on to the next. On a note, that feels like a pun, doesn't
really was.
it? It's favorite scenes next. We'll
There we
go
go.
for that.
So, favorite scene. What's yours?
Favorite scenes. Oh, we're going to go to mine. Right. What is it again? Oh, I yeah. It's basically when you get to see the Muse perform. And they're performing as part of the festival that's going on.
So the first
And
performance, yeah?
the first
Yeah,
performance.
nonsense.
So they're supposed to be influencing the crowd. This is a big, very like well-to-do moment. And she's basically gone into it straight after breaking up with
Yeah.
Zimri. And she's just decimated. And her sisters can see this. And they just like, she's trying to pull herself together, and they can just see that she's not.
Yeah,
And
do
she's
we
like,
don't have to do this? Yes, we do.
we do. And they're like, okay, well, you just lead and we'll follow, like always. So they go in, and she plays out her grief and her heartbreak and her devastation, and her sisters follow her lead. And so you get to see the crowd. Zimri's there, and he's there with Kativa. And because she doesn't have any magic, you get like this inkling. I mean, again, if you read the first book, maybe you knew this about them already, but this is the first time we'd seen it. And like, so she has to like kind of strap herself in and be prepared. And he has to use his magic to kind of shield
Yeah,
himself.
like a buffer.
Because it affects the crowd so greatly. And basically by the end of it, some people are dead.
It's like a
I
massacre. Yeah, it's like a
wouldn't
battlefield.
say massacre, a few. I would say like the
There are
weak
dead
ones got picked
people.
off.
Survival of the fittest. If you
But
didn't do this.
I think it was like, it made me realize how dark the kingdom is, because they're like, you're like, oh my God, she literally killed, it's some emo shit, right? She literally killed people because she was
Because
heartbroken,
she's sad.
right? With her music, which was so miserable, she killed people. But when they're kind of like having to come to terms with this. I mean, she knows she's in trouble because it was meant to be an uplifting performance. But like her sister's saying to her, look, they know. So it's kind of like a disclaimer. So be careful
At the
when you go
bottom,
to a concert or something. They know that there's a risk of this happening to him because basically the Musaia, like this terrifying spectacle, and it's an amazing thing to go and see them, but you are literally taking your life in your hands because if they choose to, they can turn that magic upon you. And I think it just really showed how powerful they were
The trio together.
and how important her control is. So, because you're seeing how much of a control freak she is, but it's that really like brings home the point of, well, if she wasn't, this is how terrifying they could be. This is how terrible it
If
would
they put
be
the thought and the
if
effort
they
in.
weren't controlled with her like leashing her sisters as well, because they follow her conducting. So that was my favorite scene, even though it was a bit dark. So, what
Mine's
was
28.
yours? Yeah, it was 28.
That's the chapter.
Oh, okay. Which am I gonna guess which one's that? Is it when she goes to see him?
No. Okay, so it's
Which one?
when they're going to. Okay, so Zimri decides to marry Khadva, and she, being one who is a social butterfly, she's like, do you know what would be the best engagement present ever? If we had the Muzai play at our engagement party. And he's like, oh yeah,
No.
after what happened last time.
You sure about
But
that,
because he's got his ear in with the king or the Faith King, she's like, go on, just give him an ask, because if you don't, I will. And
Mike?
that will end quite badly. So he asks, and as punishment for the Didi massacre, he makes them play at the engagement party. And it wasn't the actual playing, it was the scene leading up where the sisters are all kind of in the carriage together, sort of having a chat. And it was just that really nice moment about how she is the eldest and she's always been in control, but the younger two actually stepped up and sort of said, okay, you don't need to take all of this on your shoulders anymore. There's so much going on. We can be here and we can do this. And, we are a trio. There's three of us. Let us help you. And it was just that moment that was really like, ah, for me, that
Oh,
it kind of,
nice.
expanded out for them. And I think, I can't, how do we say, is it Acha?
Oh yeah, I don't know how to say their name because they
Oh,
are a they.
they
It's
are
a brother
they.
and sister who inhabit one being, and they're brilliant. I
Yes, so
really,
it,
really enjoyed all
they're
of
in
the
at the
bits.
end, and then they're just kind of like, oh, you're magnificent. You go out there, and all of the sisters are like, yeah, we know. It's like, I'm not talking to you. It's not what you should be. And it was just, yeah, the banter was
The
fantastic.
banter, definitely. That's it. You got to see like the it was really well done in that it didn't matter that you hadn't read the other books. You really got to see not only the bond between the sisters, the usual sibling tensions, but
Yes.
also how the siblings had obviously her sisters had obviously grown up somewhat through
Yeah.
their own journeys, which had happened before. So she's having to accept that something's changed and she doesn't necessarily have to be in control
Yeah,
much
the
anymore. So
one to
good,
lead.
great pick. Nice pick there.
Thank you.
Like it.
But yeah, so
Sorry, not
now,
like you need my
yeah,
approval or
so
anything. I'm just
patronizing
saying.
Yeah, thank you. So yeah, we are going on to fan casting next, which is
Our
a
new
new one.
ones.
Oh,
That's it.
exciting. Okay,
It's
well,
all
let's jump
right.
into fan casting and tell me about your mood boards.
But yeah, I am a queen procrastinator. So this is what I do with this, probably why it came to mind to suggest this for a topic, is because I always create like a little mood board when I'm starting to write. So I'll always go off and pick an actor who kind of embodies the right vibe of a character and like some places and things like that, and it feels like that's like one of my steps to get going so I can start visualizing when I'm writing. So when I was like, oh, let's put fan casting in because that'll be fun, and then like that was the first thing I did after we did the spinning wheel
Oh,
last
okay.
week. I was like,
Go, go,
yeah, I know, I'll go
go.
off and Look online. Any excuse for me to look online and spend lots of time
Why
wasting
not?
time? Let's do it.
There we go. All right, are you share away then? Or are you
Okay,
gonna?
right. Oh,
Okay, well, are
do
you
you
gonna
want
give
to
us a
tell
name?
me your
Oh, wait.
ones?
I was gonna say, if we do mine,
Yeah,
I see. I'm intrigued. Okay, so I have kind of mentioned four, just because of what the character we just mentioned, whose name I can't pronounce, the
Right.
brother sister. You're a
Oh,
Buffy
okay.
fan, right? Same as me. You watch Buffy.
I've watched it a bit. I
Oh,
wouldn't
okay.
say I like know it. So I mean, I know like the main characters.
Oh, okay, so there's one in there which was Glory and Ben. So she was the one, and oh, maybe you don't then. So she was a woman and she was like really evil. And there was a doctor who was in the hospital and he was Ben. And they'd speak to one, and then this evil creature, Glory, would come in and they were one and the same.
Okay.
So
Nice.
Glory was there. It was when Dawn was on the scene. So yeah, maybe people did switch off by then. But they'd be talking to this Glory and all of a sudden Ben would shift and become her. And it was like,
Okay.
Jesus Christ. It was like, it was
Oh.
so like that, and it was
There we
really
go.
cool.
I'm gonna have to go off and look this up now. So
Yeah,
it's
find who
the
that is.
Glory,
Glory
Ben
slash
and
Glory Ben.
in Buffy. There we
Yeah,
go.
there we go. So
Right.
anybody who is not of a certain age, go and have a look.
Yeah.
Okay, so I picked the Thief King to start with because
Yeah.
he gave me epic Paddy Constantine vibes.
Oh, okay.
So if you're not a House of Dragons, Game of Thrones person, he
When
is
he
kind
had more
of,
body parts.
well, yeah, he kind of just, well, we didn't really mention him because he's kind of not really front and center for all of it, but
Yeah.
the way he's aging,
Yeah.
because he goes to see his ex-wife in the Fade, and every time you go to the Fade where all the dead people are, you kind of age and you die a little bit more.
Yeah.
And my brain just went straight to that, where he starts quite normal and
Yeah.
evil but normal, and then through it he just degrades so quickly that it was just in my head that yeah, he keeps coming
Yeah,
back from the
cool.
Fade
I was
every
gonna
time like that.
try if I'd done a third one, I think that was the one I was gonna think of first, was
Yeah.
trying to find one thing, but I hadn't. I didn't go
No.
there. Too busy making up
You're making up
and
your
boards.
boards.
So yeah.
Well, I did my two main. I did Zimri and Arabessa for mine.
Yeah. So who've you
Yep.
got for
So,
them?
okay. So Zimri, I went for Daniel Kaluuya, the chappie out of Black Panther. He was in,
Oh,
if you do
okay.
scary films, he's the one in Get Out, the British chap he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he is Wabati in Black Panther. So he's
Yeah.
really big and epic and stern, but his
Yeah.
missus is there. And when he sees her, he's kind of really nice and quite sweet and
Oh,
charming.
yeah.
So
So
he was in my
that
head
worked for
to
you.
try and do
Yeah.
it. But
Okay.
again, I'm super interested if, because both of mine are British.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
Neither
I
of
kind
mine
of,
are.
are they not? This is it. And I'm just thinking, who would you pick where you came from? So
Yeah.
my Arabessa was Florence Pugh, because
Okay.
I have
Oh,
seen
interesting.
her in so
Yeah.
many things, and she is
Yeah, she's big
so
now, isn't she?
diverse that I remember seeing her in the wrestling thing years ago, where she was, well, I think she was Paige, where she did that thing with The Rock and the dude
Yeah.
out of,
She could do anything.
yeah,
You're
basically
right.
anything.
She would be able to do it because she can do
Yeah.
anything. You
Well,
can
this was
see
it.
her.
And she
Yeah.
just rules over everything. So I could just,
Yeah.
yeah, those were
Okay.
my couple, and I could
Cool,
just see
cool.
them perfectly.
Yeah,
So,
nice.
yes, give me your
Right.
board.
Right, let's see. I'll have to do the screeny share thing. Right. Okay, first one. So I'll do my Zimri. Okay. This is my Zimri. This is John David Washington.
Ooh, hey.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just went for him because, yeah, I didn't realize he's Denzel Washington's son.
Oh, is
He used to
he?
be
Well, the
a
name
football
makes sense
player,
now. Yeah.
but he's just got it. It was the eyes.
Yeah.
Like, I got the feeling that Zimri would be, because he's all emotion and stuff.
Yeah.
So, even though
Dude in
he's
the
like
middle.
tall and,
Yeah.
handsome and everything, the eyes, he sees stuff.
Oh.
There we go. So that was, yeah, mine are going to be quicker
And
because you can just look.
I was gonna
Ta-da!
say, I love the fact that you've even got the typeface and
I know,
everything.
yeah.
And this will
That's
work.
it. Yeah, I'm doing it. Right,
Okay.
now,
Oh, see,
okay.
I wish I'd have done this
How,
now.
now,
It
I
would
don't
look
know how
quite
to
good.
flick to something else. So I'm going to have to stop sharing that one and then start again so I can go to the other one. So
That's
my
fine.
Arabessa is Eva Green.
It's not showing up there. Ah, oh,
Ah,
Penny Dreadful, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
But
can
she's
see
been in
that.
loads of things, and I think because she's got kind of a detached quality, but also a very passionate side,
Yeah.
which seems like Arabessa. And
Yeah, you
also,
could
I can
see.
just see her with a violin going at it like Vanessa Mae. Do you know what I
Yes.
mean?
So
It
yeah, there's
seems
that
within.
Wednesday Addams feel as well with the cello,
Yeah.
the detachment of it.
That's
It's the
it.
dark hair, bright eyes, it always works.
That's it. So there we go. That was
Excellent.
my yeah.
I think we need to put a thing in, so if we get that up again, I'll do
Yeah.
that the same next time.
Okay, cool. You don't have to, because this is a podcast, so some people may only be
Well, yeah,
listening,
yes.
but
Well,
this will
maybe we
draw
can
you
put it
in.
into,
Come
yes,
along to Spotify and YouTube and
come
come
and
and
watch us.
see the pictures, or just go onto the internet and look yourself.
It's
So,
fine.
and see if you agree. I'd love to know what other people
Yes.
would think who really enjoyed this. Because,
It's super good. But yeah, so we got
right,
one left, the villains.
one left, villains, which is always a favorite, isn't it? Here we
Let's get
go.
into it.
Okay.
So, for one
You
that we
you're like
like, well, for one that we like, the villains didn't stand out
No,
so
not
much as a
particularly.
no. So, I've
Who'd
got
go for
two,
it?
kind of,
Okay.
because it's just basically the Volkovs are
Right,
the
yeah.
yeah, basically
They are
worst
the
lot.
only people who are antagonists in this for a reason that you can't really define other than they're just assholes.
Just nasty pieces of work.
Yeah. So what I put for villains was actually, other than that, I mean, if you want to talk a bit about why you've picked them as the villains and why
Well,
they're
yeah, basically,
shitty
as you
people,
said, they have no redeeming qualities.
that's
So
cool.
they've got this place and all the Macabres, they have the share in, and they don't do anything to help. You know, it's Zimri picks what happens, where they go, what they do, the decor, the food, the drinks, the entertainment. He's put the pools in to make it perfect, and all they do is go. It's like toddlers. Don't like that.
Yeah.
What, you liked it yesterday, don't like it now. And they just pick
Yeah.
and pick. And Ketiva, who is there and who is lovely, they just dig and needle her for every choice she makes. And whatever she does,
Yeah.
it's no good. And even when she gets the marriage to Zimri, who is kind of this epic, he's like the second.
Yeah.
So they're in tiers, aren't they? The first
Yeah.
family. He's like the second family in this place, super high.
He's
And they're
like
still
super
kind of,
big catch.
yeah.
Exactly.
And they're still kind of like, I suppose.
Yeah.
And it's just, oh, you just want to
And
nut
they're
them.
obviously like they're trying to gain status because they're bothered about like what people do who have lived there. I think it's like a generation thing, isn't
Yes.
it? Like if you've been there more generations and you're an old from one of the old
The
families,
old family,
what do
old
they
money,
do? You know, oh, you
old
need a
magic.
house in the Hamptons, darling, that
Yes.
kind of thing. So that's all they're bothered about, and then they're just like it, yeah, they're totally negative towards their daughter and just constantly picking holes out of her. But what I had about villains was that I loved the fact that Kativa could have been a villain, and if in a cliched book,
It
she
would have
would
been
have
that
been.
woman, yes.
That was it. There were so many opportunities for her to be this femme fatale who would try and seduce him away from Arabessa and Arabessa to hate her. But no, Arabessa feels jealousy, understandable jealousy. She understands the threat that's there because of them. If they get married, they're inevitably going to have a bond.
Yes.
But she saves her life, you
Yeah,
know, like
this is
there's an
it.
assassin that comes to kill her when they all happen to meet at a party, but she doesn't even think twice, you know, she
No,
knows this
Arabessa's
is
in there
not
saving her.
her fault, any of this is just circumstances. So I really enjoyed that. And when I was thinking about that led me on to also think about how much deeper it went in terms of it showed the relationship and things about the relationship which were a little bit more developed than just, you know, they love each other and they want to be together. Because I love Marriage of Convenience, and because it was set up, like I could see all the points in the story as well, where if this had been written differently, Arabessa would have just been a side note at the beginning, and the story would have been
between,
Zimri and Kateva getting together and growing their bond, because they grow this really beautiful friendship together, which was one of my favorite things in the book, this lovely platonic friendship. But there's a moment early on after he's broken up with Arabessa and he goes to find Kateva, who's basically in an orgy. That's what she
It's
does in her
like it
spare
was three or
time.
four on one, was it not? Something like that.
To tell her yes, and they have this eye contact moment, and he feels some desire, because he's like, well, you'd have to be
How would
made of
you? You
stone
would,
not
yeah.
to. But I thought it was really clever, because it kind of showed that there could have been potential there between them, but he makes the choice to be devoted, which I thought was like really romantic. It's not just that they love each other and they're like helpless against their desire. They're grown-ups that have to constantly make the choice about how they're going to make their relationship work, which is the whole thing about the book, because we know right at the beginning that they love each other.
From Dean
It's
early on.
there's no question of them loving each other. It's just how they're going to make their lives work together and get over their own like personal issues. And I thought that was really clever and beautifully done.
So yeah, on the back of that, just quickly then. So yeah, the Thief King, the dad was kind of in line a little bit as well. Because you know he drags the girls, so the mum dies and he drags the girls into this kingdom, which you know if you're thinking of places to raise children, this is the worst
Not
possible, you
ideal,
know.
no.
Yeah, really. And it's kind of he could be the villain of the piece, that he puts these kids through their paces to get them to the level they can survive here. So yeah, and again, it is his choice, and it is the human side of thing of having to make that decision of actually sending them away to live a happy life with no parents, or keeping them close and teaching them well how to
Because
survive.
that I don't know if I'm imagining this. I know their mother dying was like it was an unexpected thing, because obviously she was the Thief King. I believe it was giving birth to the youngest sister.
Yes,
I don't
the
know.
yeah.
Yeah, was that it?
Yes.
So he was pulled into the role without having to do the trial. It was just a case of it went to him, kind of thing. So he kind of had to continue. And like you say, he had to make that choice. And I get the impression that maybe in the earlier books, he's seen as a harder figure, maybe more distanced. And they've all got like issues with him over that. But yeah, like you say, that you have to look at it and be like, well, as a parent, sometimes you just have to make shitty decisions, because all you've got is two shitty options. So one of them's gonna be like that.
Which will make them hate me the least
Yeah,
is the
exactly.
yeah, but that
Yeah,
was
no,
he
that's a
was
good
up
one.
there. So yeah,
Definitely.
but that's it.
That's it. That's the
I know.
book. It's yeah, very clever. Right. So I guess we shall move on to our spinning wheel of
Spinny
awesome
wheel of awesome.
for next week.
Let's
Lovely,
go.
lovely.
So, I will go first with this one for our spinny wheel. So, again, so the next book is Ghost by Kat Blackthorne, and the link is Masquerade or Maths. So,
Do you
let's
want to do the
spin.
spinny spin spins
Spin,
first?
spin, spin. I can. Sherry, sherry.
And get my thing. Did I do it for you? Is it? Yeah.
There we go. There we
There
go.
we
We
are.
are all open. All right. I think I put the stuff back in too. For the, yeah. Competence.
I was trying to count mine earlier when it was going around, because it doesn't stop this one, does it?
No, you keep going. Oh, catnip tropes. That works perfectly for me. I still love the round of applause. Thank you. Even if you can't hear it, it's all for me. All right.
I still haven't found a sound effect to do
Have you
that when I
not?
do the editing, though. No.
One day we'll add one and it won't
One
be me singing.
day.
Let's
I'll
give
have
it
a
a bit two.
studio.
Oh, we will.
Contents, just saw that go flying around. Oh, fan casting. Do you
Again?
know, I thought about this one earlier and I was like, oh, it's gonna be so hard if it gets that one.
But then we need to do like five, don't we? So, oh, I'm sharing. I'll just let that one in
I'll
the
be there
background.
all week.
Oh yes, we've got to make things now. Mood board of awesome. Everything's of awesome. All right, your turn.
My turn. Clicky click. Let's go. What have we got? I wanted three random words. We've got action again. Should I spin again? We don't. Do we want two the same?
Action. Yeah, come on. Let's just, yeah. No,
spin again. Pretend that didn't happen. I'll take that one out. You just want to mix it up a bit. Oh, because we like that will be interesting.
Okay. I'm here for it. Well, that's the whole point.
I think that's the nice thing, isn't it? If you do get the same ones, comparing them again. Oh, look. Secondary characters again.
Secondary characters, that works.
I mean, do you even count them as secondary characters?
I think for this one we can, yes.
Yeah, I think so. That's probably something to discuss, actually.
I was going to say, if people are listening, going, what the hell are they talking about?
I know, sorry.
Read the book or listen next week, and it will make sense. It's available
on Kindle Unlimited, and then you'll know what we're talking about. In fact, all of the first three that we've covered are in KU. So we don't always pick KU ones, but these ones happen to be. Well, more traditional publishers are putting books in KU.
Yeah, a bit of both.
So, which is nice. Makes them available if you can't be buying very expensive ebooks or hardbacks all the time.
Yes. So a swap it a change.
There we are. But,
yeah. So that's it for episode 2. I hope you liked it.
Yeah. I hope so. And come and join us on social media if you want to tell us who your fan casts are for it, if you've read the book, if you've read from the beginning of the series.
If you know
and
what we happens
totally
in the first
misunderstood.
Ones,
What was all of
the
Feet
King with the two first daughters was fantastic. You have no idea, girls.
Yeah, he was just a big cuddly bear. He was only awkward to Arabessa, or alternatively, he was so terrible you couldn't even like him in the third book.
Yeah,
we don't
Why
know.
God's name
it's
did you
a
pick
mystery.
These?
So yeah, come and join us at SFF Romcast on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter.
Yes.
And that's it. Come and have a look at my Fancast boards on YouTube and Spotify, or just listen and go do your own searches on all the other Anchor
places.
What is it? Google, Apple.
Yeah, or send us your choices if you're not from our neck of the woods.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Thank you so much.
Indeed. See you next week.
See you soon. Bye.